Watch, President Trump mandates federal workers return to in-person work. By Amy Furr on January 21, 2025. President Donald Trump, who was sworn into office on Monday for his second term, is requiring all federal workers to return to the office full-time. His executive order directs federal agencies to order their employees to come back to work in person after working remotely, NPR reported on Monday. The presidential action titled Return to In-Person Work on the White House website reads, "Heads of all departments and agencies in the executive branch of government shall, as soon as practicable, take all necessary steps to terminate remote work arrangements and require employees to return to work in person at their respective duty stations on a full-time basis, provided that the department and agency head shall make exemptions they deem necessary. This memorandum shall be implemented consistent with applicable law." The president also temporarily halted hiring in many federal agencies, the NPR article said, adding, he made certain exceptions, including for the military and agencies carrying out key priorities such as immigration enforcement. In a social media post on Tuesday, Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., shared video footage of his father signing the order requiring government workers to be back in the office. No more showing up to work one day a month. If you're going to collect a paycheck from the government, you actually have to show up to work. President Trump signs order mandating federal workers show up in person for work, Trump Jr. wrote. President Trump signed several executive actions as 20,000 of his supporters watched and cheered on Monday at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., just after his inauguration ceremony when he was sworn in as the 47th President of the United States, UPI reported. When he returned to the Oval Office on Monday, Trump also signed a lot of January 6th pardons, Breitbart News reported. Trump had a busy day, but not too busy to pardon about 1,500 of those he deems hostages of the weaponization of justice under President Joe Biden, the outlet said.